You may have heard of Twinsburg, the small town in Ohio where thousands of twins flock every year in August for the Twin Days Festival. But scientists also make the trip, along with the FBI. Why is that? Jeffrey Delvisio of our partner STAT, the Health and Medicine publication, is here with more. And Jeff, you are an identical twin.
I am. My twin brother's name is Tom.
And he's a reporter as well?
Yep. So I pulled him in for this.
And for the scientific part of it, what is that?
So every year they have basically a research pavilion where a bunch of different researchers come, because ultimately the research subjects, normally they have to go out and find them. But here, you know, at Twinsburg, they come to them. Mm. The West Virginia University researchers have been coming for 8 years now. So this is a yearly pilgrimage for them.
Well, so distinguish for us, how are scientists using the identical twins?
Sure. You know, most twins grow up together, but there's a bit of environment that comes in and plays a factor on just how you develop as a person over time. So the idea is that the identical twins are a perfect natural experiment to test the difference between the contribution of genetics to the contributions of your environment to your development, your personality, your skin, your, you know, how you age, what diseases you get, all of that sort of stuff.
And how do fraternal twins viewed?
So they're actually a really good control because they're born at the same time, but they're two different eggs. So it's just like a normal two siblings, but they just happen to share a womb. So fraternal twins definitely factor into the research as well.
We'll talk about why the FBI is showing up at these events, because one of the greatest tests, I guess, of facial recognition is telling identical twins apart. So what are the FBI agents talking about?
So the FBI has been sponsoring research at West Virginia University for a bunch of years now, and it's because West Virginia University has a big biometrics program. Now, just think about the new iPhone and facial scanning, that you can use your face as a password for the phone. Biometrics is just a program, computer programs, that go and recognize us by images, sometimes by voice print or fingerprints. Those are the sort of more typical biometrics programs. So the FBI has been sponsoring research to make their systems better, and twins are a great way, especially identical twins, a great way to really push the test, to push the programs to their limit. Can you tell the difference between those individuals?
Well, right. But can they? I mean, if identical twins are identical and have the same genetics, I mean, Apple is boasting that the new iPhone X does have a Face ID program. Some say the science isn't there yet. But can they distinguish between identical twins?
I mean, if you stare, I did a video for the piece, got a bunch of twins on there. If you look at them closely, you can tell there are small differences. And, you know, that slight variations really tax those computer programs. But if they're able to do it, and they've been able to faithfully, they were telling me that the research, they're getting better and better at having a computer be able to recognize faces, the differences between those two faces. They're getting better and better with the more data that they load in. And that's why they go to Twinsburg. They were able to do 450 different individuals over the course of the weekend. And so that's a great test for their systems to really prove that the computer can tell the difference.
Well, and so what do you think about Apple's claim?
I'd love to get an iPhone, a new iPhone, and test it with my twin brother. I'd really have to kind of see for myself.
I think for research purposes, they should give you one.
There you go.
That's Jeffrey Delvisio, a reporter for STAT. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.